it, Skip.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Good.
Very well.
If I have a moment here, may I give a few shout-outs?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I would like to give a shout-out to my Uber driver, Kevin Taylor, who is a big fan of the show. He particularly enjoys this section of it.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I was using an Uber driver, I had to park the jet.
Uh-huh.
I met up with those three kids from The Price is Right that all spun a dollar earlier last week. Did you see that?
I did see that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You saw them just now?
Well, earlier in the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was pretty. That was pretty unbelievable, actually. If you've not seen it, it was pretty cool. Very, very cool. Well, good for them. Are they happy with their money?
Yes, they were. I made them pay.
All right. Well, should we do the thing then? All right, this is pop-up video when Esmeralda and I are challenged by the great Skip Skipley. It's like a board game version of pop-up video from VH1. We are asked questions about a certain song/video, and then we are also asked questions on the other side of the card that are pop culture related to somehow to that video. I will keep score, of course. All right, Skip, are we ready?
We shall begin with Talking Heads' Burning Down the House.
Burning down the house. Hold tight, tenant, tenant, before the party's over. We're in for nasty weather. You stand in the thing and burning down the house. Burning down the house.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
I love that song, but I don't know all the lyrics right now. It's so weird how I blank. Like, you know, we talk about this all the time. We get home, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm singing all of Burning Down the House.
No, I'll leave, and I'll be like, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Something happens while we're in this room. I don't know. Okay. All right, Skip.
In what legendary New York punk club did the Talking Heads get their start?
CBGBs.
You are correct.
Correct. Correct.
Thank you.
Producer Dan once told me a story. He managed to pick up a girl because he was at a Wrigleyville bar and she was wearing a CBGB shirt. And he walked up to her and said, hey, I'm the only other person in this bar who knows what CBGBs is.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Do you know what CBGB stands for? Oh, wait. No, I'm not going to say it because it might be on the other side of the question. Not going to be on the other side of the card. Okay.
I got to go to the CBGBs.
I did, too.
Before.
Yeah.
Overpriced PBRs. I was angry.
I've been there. I went to CBGBs a bunch of times. And it was cool, though, man. There's a lot of history in that place.
It's
I don't
real
care
dirty
how much,
in there.
I don't care how much I paid for the...
It
was cool. The hotel that we stayed at when we were there for 3 weeks with Vinyl Shop, two blocks away from CBGBs.
Oh, goodness.
It was fantastic. So, all right.
What oversized garment is David Byrne wearing in this video?
See, now, is he wearing the suit in that video? Because it's once in a lifetime is when he wore the suit in the Psycho Killer. Anyway, I'm going to say suit.
You are correct.
He was wearing it?
I don't remember the big suit in the burning down the house. I remember his close-up of his face projected on the side of the... Oh, good. Now that's probably going to be... You can't talk about these damn things while we're in the middle.
Yeah, I don't remember him wearing the suit, though.
I just remember his face, the close-up of his face.
Maybe he was wearing the suit and they just never focused on it.
Yeah. I'm just... Okay.
No, he was just wearing it because he's like, this is all I got.
I associate the big suit with Psycho Killer and Once in a Lifetime.
The other one, yeah. But,
yeah. So, okay.
What Talking Head spinoff group had a 1981 dance hit with Genius of Love?
Oh, darn it. I don't know. I can't remember the name right now.
Tom Tom Club.
Yeah.
That was a great song. That's such a great song. We've played that on Fly Jams Friday. We'll have to ask Dan when he gets back. Skip wouldn't know because Skip's not here on Fly Jams Friday.
I just listen on the judge.
That's right. Okay. What's next?
We're on the other side of the card.
Other side? We flipped.
Oh,
we have flipped.
With Skip.
Flipped with Skip.
That's a sideshow interview.
Yeah, that was one of the game shows that I hosted. 83, fantastic.
Oh, it was 1983, same year that this song came out, by the way.
Oh, wow.
How serendipitous.
Yeah, okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
Yeah, what happened?
Multiple choice.
Yeah.
Who wrote The Stranger?
Was it? It's Camus.
Yes.
What?
The other options were Victor Hugo, Tom Clancy, Albert Camus, yeah. Jack Kerouac. Did you learn that by playing authors?
Yeah.
No, I might have learned that at the Hild Library. I'm not really sure. I can't remember when I learned about Camus. I couldn't have been really young.
I would hope not.
Although I got into Poe when I was about six, so. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding.
Blood.
I'm not kidding. Okay.
Esmeralda, which character exposes the Wizard of Oz as a man behind a curtain and not just a quote-unquote talking head?
Toto.
You are correct.
Wow, I wouldn't have known that in a million years.
Really? You don't remember that?
No, I don't like
the
movie.
He pulls the curtain back.
Yeah, I don't like the movie. I'm the only person on the planet.
He somehow pulls a very large curtain back.
Because he's a little teeny little
this
Toto.
Tiny dog.
Wow. All right.
What tire company mascot wears a puffy white suit?
Oh, the Michelin Man.
You are correct.
Is that a suit?
Yeah,
isn't that like his body?
I always thought it was his body as well.
I thought it was his body, too. He was made of white tires.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy.
Is he really skinny underneath then?
Yeah. Like,
so Toto's inside.
Oh.
That's.
And it's because his head is also
a tire.
Yeah. Well, now I'm just creeped out because I imagine
you weren't creeped out before?
Well,
you thought
I'm just like, whatever. He's a tire man.
And that's fine.
That's fine. Okay. But now I'm like, there's a man inside
right.
that.
All
he
right.
unzips it and walks.
We got one more?
One more.
One more.
Multiple choice. What is the lowest possible IQ score that is considered a quote-unquote genius level?
Oh, genius. Lowest genius. Okay.
Yes. Is it A80,
oh, okay.
B130, D250, D800 math or verbal?
What?
What was the
B?
A was 80, B was 130, C is 250, D 800 math or verbal.
Okay. Yeah, the 130.
You are correct.
I still didn't.
250?
That's very
that's
smart
low
people.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's the end of that card, the end of that round. Get the cats ready. Dave's in the sports department already. Cats all over him, ready to go. It's 4-3. I'm in the lead. So we got to take a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back. And Skip Skipley just retired, but hopefully he'll come back. Through my window, my sugar lump fly. Through my window, my sugar lump fly. Find molasses candy. Who knows one more bird? I do. A whippoorwill. What the hell is going on?
Wait, a taper's a bird?
218 area code. Elizabeth Mitchell and Little Bird, Little Bird for Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah!
Why is it a taper? A taper's that it looks like an anteater.
I don't know.
I saw it at the zoo once.
I can't explain anything we just heard. All right, we're back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are in the middle of pop-up video. I am in the lead 4-3, but that could change at any moment.
Yes.
Look, it's Skip Skipley. He came back from retirement.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Great.
All right. So it's pop-up video. 4-3, I'm in the lead. Now, everybody get ready. The cats are ready. I see them in the sports department. The other cats are out here floating in the air. And they're all ready for Esmeralda to sing so that they can knock garbage can lids and run around screaming. All right.
It's 1920s New York.
That's right.
Garbage can.
That's metal garbage can lids. Yeah.
And they will be floating and crushing cans to Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer.
Oh. Sledgehammer. Sledgehammer. Hammer, sledge. Sledgehammer. That's all I don't even know how the rest of the song goes. Thinking about it. I just remember the video. Sledgehammer.
Clearly you remember the word sledgehammer. That's
I remember the chorus.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Oh my gosh, how does that song go?
It's hard. I can't really think. I mean, I know how it goes.
Sledgehammer.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's a cartoon.
Well,
Sledgehammer.
Like he's that's the name of the cartoon character? Because I was going to say, the video is a cartoon.
Coming down,
mostly.
Hammer.
Yeah.
Sledgehammer.
All right, enough with the sledgehammer. Jeez. All right.
This video animation, take Peter for a ride on what amusement park attraction?
Roller coaster.
You are correct.
All right.
What 1982 Peter Gabriel song title suggests the torture of a primate?
Shock the Monkey.
That's correct.
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah.
See, that one I would have known a little bit more.
The lyrics?
Yeah.
Don't you know you gotta shock the monkey?
It's not even that part. It's just monkey, monkey.
That's all you know is monkey.
Shock the monkey.
The cats are dying outside. I want everybody to know. You killed 1,400 cats in the past two minutes. All right.
What substance consisting primarily of, quote-unquote, hydrated silicates of aluminum, close quote, is used for some of the video's animation?
That was a sentence?
Yeah.
What?
That's
substance?
For me. That question is for me, right?
Yes.
Clay.
You are correct. Pop up video thought they could trick you, and they could not.
So we're on the other side of the card now?
We are.
We are on the flipped. Skip has flipped. It's 6-5. Here we go.
All right. Multiple choice for you, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
What football team used Sister Sledge's We Are Family as their theme song in the 1970s? Is it A, the Browns, the B, the Globetrotters, C, the Eagles, or D, the Steelers? What football team used Sister Sledge's We Are Family as their theme song in the 1970s? Browns, Globetrotters, Eagles, Steelers.
Wait, did you say what team?
Yes.
Okay. Darn.
You know, I got a feeling this question's wrong. Dave is shaking his head. I think
Are Family?
Let me explain. No, it was We Are Family, but okay. That's not the right sport.
It's typically associated with baseball, right?
Yeah. Dave, you agree with me, right?
I do agree with you.
It's because the question, if we were going by city.
Yes. Right. There is one of the options.
Yeah, there is an option there. But this question is wrong, Dave, right?
It is.
We'll explain it. Go ahead and pick what you think it is.
I was the Steelers.
You are correct.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So now see, here's the thing, Dave.
It's not the. Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh,
but not the Steelers.
Exactly.
Right.
It was
the Pirates.
That's right.
The We Are Family Pittsburgh Pirates, Willie Stargell, that group.
Yeah.
Come on.
From like, what, 77?
79.
79. Was it that late, really?
I think, yeah.
79. So, yeah, as soon as I was like, wait a minute, what? And then I looked up at the screen. I saw Dave shaking his head, and I was like, I believe this question is wrong. All right. Thanks, Dave.
What do you do? Do you go to the Board of Arbitration of Papa Video?
Yeah, we go to VH1 directly. And
I thought we went to the cats.
We went to the cats, yeah. All right, Dave, get back to the cats.
Got it.
All right, see you later. So anyway, that question was wrong. All right, what's next?
Another multiple choice. What Hitchcock film's climax takes place at an amusement park? A, Strangers on a Train, B, The Birds, North by Northwest, D, Rebecca.
I'm sorry. What?
Which Hitchcock film's climax takes place at an amusement park?
Yeah.
Strangers on a Train, The Birds, North by Northwest, or Rebecca?
Strangers on a Train.
That is correct.
I was getting confused with Shadow of a Doubt. I don't know why.
Yeah, me too.
I was getting confused with Shadow of a Doubt.
I was like, which one could it? That can't be.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
What's the name of Clint Eastwood's Every Which Way But Loose sidekick? What's the name of Clint Eastwood's Every Which Way But Loose sidekick?
Is it Buddy?
Clyde.
Oh, yeah.
Right turn.
It's a monkey, right?
He's an orangutan.
Okay.
Why is that question on there?
Because the shock the monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, shock the monkey.
That's how I knew it was a monkey.
Oh, right. Right. All right.
Final question.
Oh, you can't win, Esmeralda.
Okay. Thanks.
I'm answering this question so that I can have a perfect score.
Oh, great.
What nationality are Wallace and Gromit?
British.
They have English, but we'll give it to you.
Oh. Oh, thanks.
I was hoping you would go, nope, Welsh. I was going to go, yes.
Yeah. 8-5, I won. Mm. And I had a perfect score on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we'll do it again soon. Esmeralda gets mad every time she loses. She just gets so mad.
Of course.
I want to win.
Who doesn't?
I don't. All right. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Because tomorrow, it's Dan Feinberg. We're going to talk TV. Lots of new TV debuted this week, so we'll talk all about that and more. See you tomorrow, Esmeralda. Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll come back. The news is next.